You want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs? Keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-709-4744. 800-709-4744. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-709-4744. 800-709-4744.
And now, it's Car Concerns with the award-winning new car dealer, Harry Douglas. And now, your car star, here's Harry.
Okay, here we are back with Car Concerns Radio. Hey, just got stuck out in the lobby there, just about didn't make it back. Hey, anyhow, let's go over some of the headlines. Oh, here, come on, iPad, slide to unlock. Here we go. Japanese automakers to resume production slowly. Let me ask the studio there, do I have a guest this hour? I
got Colleen right now.
I got Colleen. Hey, let's go. Before I get into these headlines, let's go right to Colleen. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Harry. How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
Wonderful.
Tell us what we're talking about this morning, Colleen. I got to tell you, I'm very unprepared here. Oh, my gosh. And I don't even know if I can go on with the show. I left my sunglasses out in the lobby there.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be able to continue here. Go ahead.
It's so bright, you got to wear shades.
I do all the time.
Well, you know, with everything going on with Charlie Sheen and all of his shenanigans and getting fired from his show, and you know, having been a new car dealer for 25 years.
Oh, yeah, but haven't you heard the latest? I mean, that show's going to continue. They've negotiated a settlement, and everything's going to go back to normal, and you'll have 2.5 million next year.
Well, gosh, that guy is just unbelievable. You know, here he was making $1.8 million per episode, and apparently he hasn't read my book yet, Secrets for Dealing with Difficult People, where I talk about bosses' top 10 pet peeves and why you need to avoid them at all costs. You know, certainly things like negativity and high drama. As you know, he was calling his boss a turd, a clown, a contaminated little maggot, among other things.
My hero. Go ahead. You know, I've dealt with those people before. Although I was always the boss, I'm sure people talked about me like that. But, hey, anybody that drinks tiger blood knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, his tiger blood, absolutely. Well, you know, what I came up with is, I guess you could say that some of these would seem like common sense, but, Harry, as you know, common sense isn't always common. And it was really interesting. You'll certainly relate to this, having owned car dealerships for so many years. I'm hired by managers, organizations, and associations to go in and train bosses on how to effectively manage difficult employees, what to say, what not to say, the importance of documentation. And as part of numerous speaking engagements across the U.S., I asked approximately 200 managers and supervisors in attendance, if I had a group of employees sitting here now, what would you tell them are your biggest pet peeves? And then I had everybody break into groups, pick a recorder, write down their ideas, and come up with their top 10 biggest frustrations. And we had a group discussion. Every table took turns sharing. And the results were, it was very high-tech. The results were written on easels. And with a large green felt pen, I marked day after day, week after week, those traits that came up consistently, and some of them are pretty obvious, you know, chronic absenteeism, chronic tardiness, showing up on time but not starting work on time. But the real big ones were negativity and the high drama employee, the gossip, the person who's starting rumors, what have you.
Yeah, but anytime you have a group of people, you know, at my dealership, the last dealership I had over 30 salespeople. Can you imagine 30 egotistical salespeople who were the best at what they did? Can you imagine that? Can you it's like being a babysitter.
Oh, I was just going to say, I have so many people, Harry, you took the words right out of my mouth. So many business owners and bosses will say to me, Colleen, I don't want to be everybody's babysitter or referee. Did you ever feel like you were running an adult daycare?
Oh, absolutely. All the time. I mean, you know, and you know, hey, take 30 salespeople and make 2 or 3% of them females and watch what happens.
Oh, it's true. It's absolutely true.
What else do you do with them, Colleen? Tell me what else, how you train them.
Well, you know, one thing that's really key that I say is nip it in the bud early, the bad behavior, because, you know, as you said, really all it takes is one bad apple, and they become like a cancer that spreads. It affects morale, productivity, ultimately profitability. And what I find, and you certainly know this yourself, is many managers and supervisors are promoted to management positions or leadership positions based on their hard skills or their technical skills. In other words, they got promoted because they were doing an excellent job, but many of those skills that got them promoted are not the skills they're now going to use in managing people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, a lot of the times, even at my dealership, I failed to promote the right person. You know, sometimes I would move someone into management who wasn't just ready to go into management. But you know, for some reason, I thought that they were capable of that. You know, I made mistakes before.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, a lot of I think a lot of managers certainly do. You know, like I said, some of them get hired to their jobs just because they were doing an excellent job. But now it's kind of like they're in the role of, as you said, babysitter or a disciplinarian. So I'm hired by companies to come in, and I do a lot of training on how to communicate effectively because, you know, for a lot of them, they're so self-motivated, and now they're going to be dealing with people who are not as motivated as they are. Or sometimes I find when I go in and I conduct the training, whether it's for an association or whether it's for a company, I find sometimes they've got an employee who is highly motivated, but what I call them is high performer, high maintenance, because they can be doing an outstanding job, but that employee, kind of like Charlie Sheen, they think that because they're bringing in the numbers, they can do whatever they want, and they become high maintenance, and that can be just as bad.
Oh my gosh, I've had so many of those. you know, the superstars of the car business, that's what I always called them. And, but yeah, you had to, it's kind of like being a sheep herder. You just got to prod them along. Now, if I did have someone who was a real producer, I would put up with a lot. But a lot of times it would come to the breaking point.
You know, that's exactly it. And I think that's what happened with Charlie Sheen, and that's what I hear from a lot of bosses. They said, you know what, Colleen, how do you know when you've just had enough? You know, I've got an employee, and they've just become so high maintenance, even though they're a high producer. And I said, you know what? If you have to ask the question, there's your answer. And I have seen, when I go into a lot of companies, I hear of superstars who have quit in disgust because of what they've had to put up with a difficult coworker, especially when the boss doesn't want to do anything and they're non-confrontational. And sometimes it's not that boss. Sometimes it's they have to convince their boss to help them along the way, and sometimes it's their boss who's non-confrontational.
I've been in so many different situations where I've, I'm thinking of a general sales manager that I had. I'll never forget when Jerry applied for the job. He lied to me about his age on his credit app and everything. He was a lot younger than what he put on his credit application. I hired him. He was fantastic. He was a superstar in the car business, but he was a liar. He was such a liar.
And you know what? If you don't have that trust, you don't have anything, because number five on the list for bosses' biggest pet peeves was lying.
I tell you what, I can take it just so much, but when I catch you red-handed lying to me, then it's time for us to part friends.
Absolutely, exactly.
Anyhow, tell me some more, Colleen, about your, is it a book?
Yes, it's a book. It's coming out April 6th. It's called Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You, How to Advance Your Career, Increase Your Productivity, and Have More Fun at Work. And I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but it is possible.
Hey, Colleen, give them the website. We got to go to a break right here. Give them the website real quick.
It's bouncebackhire.com.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back. We got Colleen right here. We're going to talk a little bit more about this right after the break. I'm Harry Douglas. This is Car Concerns. When your money's on the line, call the line. It's on the money, 1-888-454-3378. Right back after the break.
Car Concerns is proud to be presented to you by AutoNation with the Desert Auto Group in Las Vegas, in Southern Nevada, and in Knoxville, Tennessee with Westside Honda on Parkside Drive. AutoNation is the largest auto group in the USA with over 225 dealerships representing all the world's auto manufacturers. Visit www.autonation.com for more information.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than $1 a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Harry Douglas of Car Concerns Radio has been helping the American motorist with their auto financing problems since 2008, when the American Motorist Vote Campaign was founded. Thousands of American motorists have not only lost their jobs in this economy, but they've also lost their homes and vehicles due to repossession. If you are behind on your payments and facing possible repossession of your automobile, you need to contact Car Concerns Consulting, 1-865-622-3032. Harry's always looking out for you. Harry has financed thousands of vehicles for the retail automotive consumer over the years as an award-winning new car dealer. If anyone knows the ins and outs of automobile financing, it's Harry. Let Harry put these unknown banking loopholes to work for you. If you need the auto financing fix, just call Harry, 1-865-622-3032.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-709-4744. 800-709-4744. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-709-4744. 800-709-4744. 800-709-4744.
This is Car Concerns with your host, Harry Douglas. Now, here's Harry.
Okay, here we are back with Car Concerns. Hey, I'm talking to Colleen. Say that last name for me, Colleen.
Kettenhofen, Harry. Don't worry, I won't quiz you on the pronunciation.
Say it again, Kettenhofen?
Yes, Kettenhofen. It's K-E-T-T-E-N.
Oh, my gosh, it's just like it looks, huh?
Yep, H-O-F as in Frank, E-N.
But anyhow, she shows you how to turn around any situation or any person. Go ahead and continue. Tell me about, well, first of all, tell us how to sign up for your newsletter.
Sure, absolutely. If you go to my website, and I'll give that to people again because I know a lot of them might be driving, it's bouncebackhire.com.
Okay.
Bouncebackhire, H-I-G-H-E-R,
right.
.com. And if you look to the right on the website, you will see the sign up for the newsletter, and you can just fill in the information there. I believe all you have to do, I think from at least what some of my employees have told me, is just put in your first name and your email address, and there's also a phone number on there that you can call. We also have CDs for people. A real popular one has been Seven Magic Wands for Making Difficult People Disappear, as well as a lot of them for managing people if you're a boss, how to overcome procrastination, and a lot more.
Now, right here in the categories, what do we do with dogs?
Oh, what do we do with dogs? You know what? At the end of the day, after being stressed out at work, you come home and you relax and you hang out with your animals if you have any. I have another book coming out in May, Adopting Joy, Hope, Happiness, and the Healing Power of a Rescued Puppy. And it's really a book about overcoming adversity. And as you know, Harry, and certainly your listeners would know this, you know, a lot of us have been through tough times, and sometimes looking back, you can see that you get what you need, not necessarily what you think you want.
What's that Rolling Stones song, You Get What You Need? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyhow, yeah, that's interesting because I'm kind of a dog lover myself, actually just an animal lover. I've got dogs, cats, and we all try to live here together. It's just amazing. But what about procrastination? I see that's one of your key points here.
Yes, and if you want to talk a minute for your listeners, you know, what are some of the key things that bosses expect from their employees for them to be considered outstanding? Well, it's kind of, you know, some of them are the flip side of what we already talked about. You know, make sure that you show up and begin work on time. Don't be the social butterfly. Be a team player. Get along with people. You know, as we've said, bosses don't want to deal with the emotional stuff. And a big one is...
Yeah, but Colleen, you know, if you're a boss, at my dealership, and you know, I had like 35 salespeople, and I had like 20 technicians, and then of course we had 10 other probably people in various positions in parts and management, and in the office I had a staff of like seven women in there who kept the books and kept everything rolling. Don't you expect to get emotionally involved in those folks' lives? I did. I always looked at them as part of my family.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think there's a fine line where you don't want to become the therapist or the psychologist, even if you're licensed in that area, because there's a huge liability. But absolutely, you certainly want to know something about your employees' lives. You know, do they have kids? What are their kids' names? I also do training for employees on how to be an effective manager. And one thing that I ask people is, what traits do you think are most important in being an effective boss? And that's one that's at the top, somebody who is caring and supportive.
I tell you what, now the book is Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. Is that right?
Yes.
And where do you buy that book?
It's going to be available on my website.
It's not out yet, is it?
No, it's not out yet. It comes out in a couple of weeks. It'll also be available on Amazon, and also eventually it's going to come to Barnes & Noble and Borders.
Is it your first book?
Yes, it is. I was a contributor to the Masters of Success with Jack Canfield, the co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul, that whole series,
right.
Ken Blanchard, John Christensen. So I was contributor to another book, but this is actually my first book on my own and heavily research-based.
Okay. I want you to make sure that you send me a couple of copies of it. Because I will send a few copies out to some of my great listeners that listen to this show who expect those books from me.
I absolutely will. It'd be a wonderful contest. And, you know, especially in this economy with so many people worried about losing their jobs, it's a good idea to get in the good graces of your boss. But you sound like you've just been a phenomenal manager in terms of really caring about your employees.
I did. You know, when I got out of the business in 2001, the day I left, I just told him, I said, I'm going on to other things. I love the car business. I've been in it over 25 years. We've had award-winning dealerships. I was part of a dealer group, and I was a vice president of a dealer group. And it just broke my heart to walk away from the car business, but it was absolutely the right time to do it. And I love what I do now. I love helping the retail automotive consumer go to the dealership and make a better decision.
Mm-hmm. And I think life is so short, you might as well enjoy your work. I always say work doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
You know, after I do the show every day from about 12:30 to 12:30 at night, I'm on the car buyers webinar. That's where I talk to retail automotive consumers one-on-one, and I can't wait to read your book.
Oh, thank you.
I think that'll help me a lot to improve my webinar.
Well, I really appreciate that, and that was really my mission in writing this, is to help people either who are worried about losing their jobs or also to help people who want more recognition or who want to get a raise, and who doesn't. And the first chapter is how to get a great job, what employers look for on interviews. So for any hurting souls out there who are looking to get a great job, it talks about what employers look for on interviews and what they never want to see.
Can I give your phone number out up there?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, this is the phone number I have, folks. It's area code 623-340-7690. Is that it, Colleen?
Yes, that's it. 623.
Hey, stick with me. We'll do another segment. This is Harry Douglas. This is Car Concerns, and we're talking to Colleen. We're talking about her book, Bounce Back Higher. Hey, a lot of us need to be doing that since we're fighting this unemployment. We'll be right back after the break.
Motorist Vote campaign continues to roll on down the highway, signing up masses of American motorists who are fed up with the burdens that are placed on them. Poor highway and road infrastructure, high gasoline tax, toll roads everywhere. The pending cap and tax program that is making its way through Congress that promises high fuel prices from now on. Harry is fighting for the American motorist every minute of every day, calling on your Congress and Senate representatives to remind them that the millions upon millions of American voters are watching, listening, and voting.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
AmericanMotoristVote.com. That's AmericanMotoristVote.com. American Motorist Vote Campaign. Our power is in our numbers. Let's don't get fooled again.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Car Concerns with award-winning new car dealer Harry Douglas is heard in Detroit, heard in Phoenix, heard in Miami, heard in Dallas, and New Orleans. Car Concerns is heard in Houston, in San Antonio, and Little Rock, too. Car Concerns is heard in Charlotte, North Carolina, and all points between Boston and San Diego. Auto enthusiasts listen to Car Concerns Radio in London and Rome. Car Concerns is heard in Madrid and all other great cities around the world. No matter where you are in the whole wide world, listen to Car Concerns at www.carconcerns.com.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-709-4744. 800-709-4744. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-709-4744. 800-709-4744. 800-709-4744.
This is Car Concerns with your host, Harry Douglas. Now, here's Harry.
Okay, here we are back with Car Concerns. Hey, we're rolling right through the program today, folks. Hey, don't forget you can always go to LifestyleTalkRadio.com, LifestyleTalkRadio.com. Right after the show, about 30 or 40 minutes after the show, this will be downloaded onto the Car Concerns Radio page. How do you get there? Up there in the left-hand corner, you'll see weekday shows and weekend shows in the green column there. And, of course, we're a weekday show. Monday through Friday, we broadcast live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. All across the United States via the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. I'm down here in good old Tennessee, and it shoots up to Greenwich, Connecticut. And from there, they satellite it out across the nation. But anyhow, just go there, click on weekday shows, find the Car Concerns page, and you'll see about 2 or 3 months' worth of Car Concerns radio shows archived right there. This one will be on the very top right there, and it'll be broke down into hour one and hour two. So there's no excuse for anybody to miss a Car Concerns. And if you go car shopping this weekend without my CD, don't go car shopping until you've listened to this CD. That's simply the name of the CD. I constructed that in 2006. I tell you how to go to the dealership, and kind of like what Colleen's talking about here. Hey, I tell you how to pick out a good salesperson. But anyhow, go to my website, carconcerns.com. It's right there, $19.95. And, of course, if you order the Car Buyers webinar, where that's a one-on-one with me and you, hey, we throw in the CD, we sure do. But anyhow, and how you order that is you call me at 865-622-3032, 865-622-3032, or you simply email me, harry@carconcerns.com. Colleen, bounce back, hire, leadership, adversity, change management, expert, helping people overcome adversity and embracing accountability. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Harry. You know, you had mentioned having managed a lot of salespeople, and I know you've won numerous awards with Nissan and Chrysler, and you had mentioned CDs. A CD that I put together, having been a number one salesperson in the history of the company for a Fortune 500 company, and I don't at all say that to brag, because my first year with the company years ago, I was very average, didn't even really know what what I was doing, but I also put together a CD, and it's available on the website. These are all a set. How to set goals and get what you want, because I think it's not just professionally getting what you want, but also personally how to get your life in order.
Now, I'm looking at a set of CDs. Is that Turn Around Any Situation or Person? Is that it?
Yes, How to Turn Around Any Situation or Person. And you'll notice that there are certainly some on there on difficult people. I have two CDs. That was a live workshop on secrets for dealing with difficult people at work. And there's also 7 magic wands for making difficult people disappear. The bonus CD is just came about because a lot of people requested it, and that was Surviving and Thriving in Today's Multi-Generational Workplace, because that's something we talk about a lot in my training. You know, older people have a perception that the youngest generation has a sense of entitlement, and the young people think that the older people don't know technology or don't want to change. So just kind of how everybody can work together.
I see one there titled that if I ran across your CD set here, I would buy it just for this CD, Bounce Higher Teams, How to Tune Up Your Team to do anything no matter what. You know, that's always the challenge at, well, I'm talking about dealerships here, and I can't believe that you can't sell this, your CD set to every dealer in the country.
Well, hey, that's certainly a good idea.
Next year, they just had it back in February. Every February, They have a thing called the National Automobile Dealers Association, and it's the NADA convention, and I highly suggest that you get yourself a booth at the next one.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I used to go to that, Harry. I used to work for Automotive News as a sales rep. Automotive News put out by Crane Communications.
Oh, I know. I used to get it every single week at my dealership.
Oh, my gosh. What a small world.
I've subscribed to Keith Crane's publication there for many, many years.
Yes, and he's got a lot of business publications, too.
Yep. He's got an empire there.
Oh, he sure does.
I met him for the first time about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago at an NADA, and I was kind of wowed by it, and I asked him to autograph my card, and he did. I got it somewhere still. But the last time I talked to him, he seemed like he's real cranky.
Really?
Yeah, I just...
Well, you know, I haven't talked to him. I haven't worked for Automotive News since the early 90s. Who knows? Maybe as we get older, we'll all get cranky.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not. I hope I just get better.
Yeah. Don't get bitter. Get better.
I'm waiting to get better.
You and the rest of us.
Anyhow, tell me, did you used to write for Automotive News?
No, I didn't write for them. I was actually a sales representative for them. So one of the things that I would do is I called on upper-level management with companies like Toyota, Honda, Nissan, to get them to advertise in Automotive News. And I also called on suppliers of dealerships to get them to advertise in Automotive News.
Wow. So you had a sales job.
Exactly.
So you know what it's all about, right? You write from experience, huh?
Oh, I really do. I understand about being up and on, and I think, you know, the number one tool in communication is listening. I read recently the average person listens to what you have to say at the time only 25%.
Now, let's see. What is this, the book, The Masters of Success?
Yes, that's the one where I was a co-contributor with Jack Canfield and, of course, Ken Blanchard, who wrote The 1 Minute Manager. I think he was the co-author of that book with Spencer Johnson, and he's written numerous business books.
And what The Masters of Success? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, that book really is just tools for success, how to maximize your success personally as well as professionally, and also minimizing stress. And all of us go into some different aspects of that. Like you'd mentioned, you know, my area is really how to tune up your team to do anything no matter what, especially in this, like, your team on board with change, because a lot of people are resistant to change.
There you go, Colleen. I'm following you on Twitter right now.
Oh, thank you. I'll do the same with you.
And, well, mine's Harry Douglas, twitter.com/HarryDouglas. And then I have another one for the show, car concerns.
I'm writing that down.
So, anyhow, yeah, I'm hooked up with you right now, and I'll be watching your tweets. I'm praying for people in Japan. That was the last one I'm looking at here.
Yes. Boy, what a tragedy that is.
You know, I just was watching CNBC. I know we're going to get off your book a little bit, but seeing how you've been in the automotive trade, you know, I really love Automotive News. I subscribe to it forever. But, you know, I just read where Toyota's just fixing to amp up their production of the Prius over there in Japan. You know, they were hit by the earthquake and the tsunami. What do you think about this, Colleen? I would be skeptical of those vehicles. Now, I'm going to have the gentleman who is over the port of entry in L.A. on the show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to talk about these vehicles being shipped from Japan to the port of entry there, where most of them come in. 1 minute. What do you think? How do they deal with the radioactive activity there?
Boy, you know what? I am going to defer that question to your guest tomorrow, because I'm sure that's something he's going to be, I'm sure he's going to be asked that all the time. And it's certainly a great question.
No,
because
he's already,
you know,
gave me a great answer for it, but I just don't know if I buy it or not.
What was the answer? Because, you know, they found radiation in the milk and the spinach.
Oh, yeah, they found radiation in everything, and it's worse than what they're letting on. Anyhow, I got to go to a break up here. Hang on with me, Colleen. We'll close that when we get back. I'm Harry Douglas. This is Car Concerns. I'm talking to Colleen Kettenhoffen, and she's wrote some great books. We'll be right back after the break. Don't dream about getting a great deal on that next new vehicle purchase. That's right, get the deal that you deserve. I'm Harry Douglas, and I want to invite you to purchase my CD, Just for Retail Automotive Consumers, The Truth About Car Buying. Don't buy a new car without listening to this CD. We'll walk you through the whole car buying process. Automobile Consumer Information, designed to inform and educate, since 1995 to EV Media, P.O. Box 10883, Knoxville, Tennessee 37919. That's 1995 EV Media, P.O. Box 10883, Knoxville, Tennessee. Or go to carconcerns.com to purchase online. The truth about car buying. Don't go car shopping until you have listened to this CD.
The car of your dreams is now within your reach, literally. Take a look at that little blue OnStar button right up there on your rearview mirror. Well, now when you push it, you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't even have to be a current OnStar customer. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you're eligible to win. Imagine yourself cruising down the boulevard in your Inferno orange Chevrolet Corvette, pulling up to work in a Cadillac CTS coupe, turning heads in your stylish new Buick LaCrosse, treading responsibly in the backcountry in your GMC Yukon Hybrid. The choice is yours. The OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. Your dream car at the push of a button. There's no obligation. Just reach up and push it now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-709-4744. 800-709-4744. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-709-4744. 800-709-4744. 800-709-4744.
This is Car Concerns with your host, Harry Douglas. Now, here's Harry.
Okay, the book is Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You, and the author is Colleen Kettenhoffen, and I hope I'm getting that close. She shows you how to turn around any situation or any person. That's what the book does. Tools for Success, that's what she says here right here on their page. How to advance your career, increase your productivity, and have more fun at work. Boy, you got a master plan there, Colleen.
I know, and you know, I think it's okay to have fun at work. This is certainly a lot of fun, and you know from having dealerships, boy, you know, you want people to have some fun at work. I think it increases morale and productivity.
You have to have fun. Well, we had to have fun at work. I mean, come on, I got there at 7 o'clock in the morning, I got our technicians and our parts department started, and often I didn't leave that dealership till 11 o'clock at night, so that's a lot of hours, and you know, I expected most of those people to be there with me the whole time, and yeah, it's a lot of work, so you spend more with those people than you do with your own family.
You know, you really do. And so I think if people can do it, I think being passionate about your work is so important. And when you were talking about all the hours that you were working, I'm reminded of a saying, why work 8 hours a day for someone else when you can work 16 hours a day for yourself?
Absolutely, absolutely. But no matter how great a boss you are, it's just like a quarterback on a team. I mean, you can have the best quarterback in the nation, but if he doesn't have a line that's willing to die for him, to save him from those 350-pound tackles on the other side, he's not going to be a good player. If he doesn't have the wide receivers that's willing to go over the middle and jump up and catch those balls knowing they're going to get creamed as soon as they catch the ball, I mean, he's not going to be a great quarterback. So you've got to have great people around you in order to have a great team.
And it sounds like you've really coached them to think of themselves as a team because, as you said, you know, you can have a great person, but if they have more of the I mentality, it doesn't work. I love what Pat Riley said of NBA fame, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, the disease of me often results in the defeat of us.
That's right. Hey, I knew if I didn't have a great finance manager, if I didn't have a strong sales manager sitting up on that tower, I knew. Well, Colleen, I was the number one Nissan dealer in Mid-Atlantic region, District 09, for the Nissan Motor Company all through the 90s. So I know what teamwork's all about.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. And I also saw you won awards with Chrysler.
Oh, yeah, early in my career. I became a new Chrysler dealer, my first Chrysler dealership in 1984. And just a few years after that, I won the, a very, very important award with Chrysler, the Pentastar Award. And I'll never forget Bob Lutz and Lee Iacocca presented me that award. And It was a high point. And my picture appeared in Automotive News.
Oh, what a small world. That's fantastic.
Yeah. It really is. Have you ever interviewed Bob Lutz?
You know, I haven't. I remember meeting him when I was with Automotive News, but I've never interviewed him.
A real car guy right there. He's just a super, super people person.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you know, he would have been somebody terrific to interview. In the back of the book, there's a chapter called View from the Top, and I interviewed about six or seven CEOs as well as an executive vice president with an insurance company and a senior vice president with FedEx, because I wanted readers to not just have an idea of what bosses expect,
right,
the top 10 traits they want to see and what they never want to see, but I didn't want them to just hear from mid-level managers. I wanted them to hear from CEOs and executives as well.
Absolutely. If you do another book and you need an interview with Bob Lutz, I can hook you up. He and I swap emails even today.
I will certainly keep that in mind. Thank you, Harry.
He's been one of my most important interviews I've did. I'll never forget the first time I interviewed him. You know, he had a handler at General Motors, and they called me and says, "Hey, Mr. Lutz will speak with you for 10 minutes tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I said, "God, my show doesn't even start till 9. So I had to go into the studio at, you know, at 5:30 and get ready for the interview. And at 6 a.m., sure enough, I called up there, and we did 10 minutes. That was my first interview with him, and, you know, just an incredible guy.
What do you think stood out to you the most of anything he said in the interview?
That he understood the car business, that he just wasn't really a bean counter up in the Renren Center, that he knew exactly, you know, he's a car guy. And he knew, he understood what dealers went through out there selling his product, and he wasn't just a guy up there that says, "Why aren't you doing any better?" Hey, he wanted to know why you weren't doing any better than you were, and hey, he just understood the car business.
And I think that's so important. That gives him so much credibility as a leader, because you know, sometimes I'll hear from employees, especially if they're more technical, they'll say, "Colleen, my boss really has no idea what I do for a living, the problems I face, the challenges, the time constraints." So you hit the nail on the head.
I tell you what, yeah, he's just fantastic. I keep his book right here beside my desk. He wrote a book several years ago. It's called Guts. And, yeah, he... just great, and he says I'm going to help him promote his next book. But anyhow, hey,
what a great title!
Closing right here. What do you want to say about your book, Colleen?
You know, I think the most important thing that I would say is just work doesn't have to be a four-letter word. It really can be fun, and there's a lot of tips in there to help you not just enjoy your professional life, but also your personal life.
Hey, Colleen, I want to thank you for being with us on Car Concerns today. Hey, the website, folks, bouncebackhire.com, bouncebackhire.com. Go right there. You can see what we've talked about this last hour. Hey, I'm Harry Douglas, Car Concerns. And, hey, don't forget, next Tuesday, I've got former Senator Adlai Stevenson on the show. I'll talk to you in the morning, 9 a.m. When your money's on the line, call the line that's on the money. That's Car Concerns. I'm always watching out for you.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
America.
IRN, USA Radio News. I'm Mark Thomas. Fewer people have been applying for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department says the number of people seeking benefits dropped 5,000 to a seasonally adjusted 382,000 last week. It's the fourth drop in the past 5 weeks. The four-week average, a less volatile measure, fell to its lowest level since July 2008. An aviation official says two passenger jets flying into Washington's Reagan National Airport had to land without assistance around midnight Tuesday because the one air traffic controller on duty had fallen asleep. The incident has prompted the Federal Aviation Administration to launch a nationwide investigation into staffing at airport towers. Officials say a possible tornado destroyed about 30 homes and damaged 60 more in western Pennsylvania. Westmoreland County emergency management officials say yesterday's storm ripped roofs off houses and uprooted trees, but resulted in only minor injuries. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Attention! If you're a U.S. resident and need affordable medical insurance, you're now eligible for medical care benefits regardless of any pre-existing conditions. That's right! You can now get affordable medical care coverage from A-plus rated health insurance companies, even if you have pre-existing health conditions. If you don't have medical benefits or are currently paying high rates, you're now eligible for medical benefits at affordable prices. Toll-free lines are now open. Get the coverage you need. 800-914-2880. Fidelity Health is offering low-cost, high-quality coverage with low copays and no annual deductibles. This is not a discount card. Plans include doctor visits, labs, x-rays, hospital stays, even surgeries. Acceptance is guaranteed if you're under 65, but you must call now. 800-914-2880. Our enrollment specialists are waiting to hear from you. Call 800-914-2880. That's 800-914-2880. Again, 800-914-2880.
Libya is being pounded by coalition forces. Correspondent Robert Reed reports from Cairo.
Allied aircraft have again struck targets around the Libyan capital of Tripoli as the U.S.-led air campaign continues for a sixth day. Libyan officials say the targets included fuel storage tanks in the east of Tripoli, as well as a microwave tower in the military compound in Jufra. Elsewhere, a doctor in the besieged city of Misrata says people have been killed in 2 days of fighting between government troops and rebels who have been holding the city for weeks. Robert Reed, Cairo.
No milk, toilet paper, rice, or water. Tokyo residents are finding empty shelves at the grocery store because many people are hoarding supplies due to fears of radiation contamination from the crippled nuclear power plant. Workers have been handing out bottled water after elevated radiation levels were detected in Tokyo's tap water. Officials say those levels have gone down. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Which brings us to?